From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. This time around, I thought we'd devote the entire hour to some great jazz rock fusion. Sorry to disappoint the fans of free improv and avant-garde music. That will return in the next edition of the program. We'll be listening to some jazz rock from the 70s through the 90s this hour. And we'll begin in 1998, and a track from the Australian fusion band Sonic Fiction, hailing from the Sydney area. They perform in a style of music blending jazz, rock, and world music influences. We'll turn to their Naxos Jazz release, entitled Changing with the Times. And the band, James Muller, guitar, Adam Armstrong, bass, Daryl Pratt, vibes and percussion, Phil South, marimba and percussion, and Andrew Gander on drums. This is the opening track, Finlayson Street 7. We began the set with Sonic Fiction, hailing from the Sydney, Australia area. From 1998, the album Changing with the Times, we heard Finlayson Street 7. We then listened to music from Common Ground, one of the few fusion bands emerging from the Philadelphia jazz scene. From 1997, the album Not Enough Space. Common Ground was Eric Sales, guitar, Chris Farr on sax, Dan Zank, keyboards and programming, James Genus, bass, veteran fusion drummer Dennis Chambers, and percussionist Brian Farr. We listened to the track Six. And lastly, from 1989, Italian guitarist Alex Massi, better known for his contributions to the world of heavy metal music. We listened to a track from the album Attack of the Neon Shark. The album was nominated for a Grammy for Best Rock Instrumental Album. And he's primarily in a duet on this recording, Alex on guitars, bass, and keyboards, and drummer Frankie Banali of Quiet Riot fame. There are some tracks where he's joined by other guests, including Japanese guitarist Kumi and Alan Holdsworth, one of Alex Massey's heroes, featured on Synthax. We listened to Average Green Band. In this set of jazz progressions, we'll hear some 70s fusion, and we will travel back in time from 1977 through 1975 in this set. First up, an album released in 1977, but the material recorded in 76, the second album from drummer Lenny White after he left Chick Corea's Return to Forever. The album Big City, reissued on CD on the Wounded Bird label, and it's a very eclectic album. We'll listen to the closing track. It's entitled And We Meet Again. Lenny White, of course, on drums, with two amazing guitar players, Neil Sean and Ray Gomez, Alex Blake, bass, Herbie Hancock, keyboards, and Benny Maupin on sax. Now, this track does feature some crowd noise, but I can't find any indication that this was actually recorded live somewhere, so I suspect that was inserted to give the track the feel of a live tune. Here it is, nonetheless, And We Meet Again. From 1975, the new Tony Williams Lifetime, the second fusion band formed by drummer Tony Williams, a quartet with Alan Holdsworth on guitar, Alan Pasqua keyboards, and Tony Newton on bass. We heard the opening track from the album Believe It. It was Snake Oil. Before that, from 1976, I'm sure many of you recognized that piece, probably one of Carlos Santana's best-known instrumentals. From the album Amigos, by this point, much of the jazz fusion influence had been eliminated from the Santana sound, but it wasn't completely gone, as demonstrated by that track, Europa, Earth's Cry, Heaven's Smile. Carlos Santana, of course, on guitar, Tom Koster, keyboards, David Brown, bass, Ndugu Leon Chancellor, drums and percussion, and Armando Peraza, additional Latin percussion for that album, Amigos. And we began the set with Lenny White, and a track with the feel of a live performance, I think, And We Meet Again, a piece dedicated to Miles Davis, featuring Neil Schon and Ray Gomez on guitars, the closing track from Lenny's album Big City, first released in 1977. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. It's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the show by visiting our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We'll continue traveling backward through the 70s for our final set, and we'll listen to some European fusion bands to wrap up the hour. First up, from 1974, the German band Opossum and the album Bear's Banquet. Opossum was Heinrich Holtgreve, clarinet and sax, Gerald Alder, guitar, Robert Binwies, keyboards, Peter Blümke, flute, keyboards, and drums, Karl-Heinz Cornelius, bass, and Alfred Franke on drums. This is the opening track. The Sun and Moon Have Come Together. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Music from an Italian quartet called Daedalus. Their sound was heavily influenced by the Soft Machine and other fusion bands from the UK. The quartet was Florenzo Bonanzone, keyboards and cello, Marco De Castri, guitar and sax, Furio De Castri, bass, and Enrico Grosso, drums. Their self-titled release from 1973, Daedalus, reissued on CD on the Vinyl Magic label, we heard Leda. From Germany, the band Opossum, considered to be more of a krautrock band, but with plenty of jazz and blues influence. From 1974, the album Bear's Banquet, and their take of an Eddie Marshall tune, The Sun and Moon Have Come Together. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for joining me. Tune in again when you can for more of the best of the avant-garde, free improvisation, and yes, of course, jazz fusion. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.